Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you can see me. I can't really see you, but I trust that you're out there somewhere. Earlier tonight at Inverendi, at our earlier service, we drew out the theme of being home for Christmas, especially based on John 1:14, where the Word became flesh, you've got it in front of you, and made His home among us. I've written a poem on that basis. Some of you have already heard it, but you'll have to sit through it again because I'd like to share it with you tonight. The poem is based on the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, borrowing a couple verses from there, and is entitled Home for Christmas. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as the Word became flesh and made His home among us, so we pray that tonight, as Your Word dwells within us as we hear it, listen to it, and meditate on it, that Your Word and Your faith and Your hope would come to life in our lives and homes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O little town of Mount Barker, now getting big and bright, travellers here from far and near, we're glad you've come tonight. Those who grew up in these streets and since have left to roam, from places been and sights you've seen, it's good to have you home. O little town of Hampton too, of Harndorf through to Nairn, from Brookunga to Ichunga, from townships to the land. Flaxley, Meadows, Macclesfield, and spots along the way. Totness, cronies, prancing ponies, farmers of hops and hay. We welcome our good friends from Strath across to Heathfield too, and those we know from Monarto, the district, not the zoo. From the Hay to Highland Valley, Wistow and thereabout, bugle rangers, friends or strangers, and anyone I've left out. From places wide and far we come, from houses thick and thin, and gather round the one who found his home behind an inn. One born in obscurity, one who had travelled far, and came at night under the light of a bright shining star. Christmas may mean coming home to our past or place of birth. For him it meant a steep descent from heaven down to earth. From a home beyond what we see that we don't really know, eternity to you and me to make his home below. It began with a young couple, unprepared and unwed, heading alone to Joseph's home, just as the Caesar said. A difficult trip, to be sure, 160 k's about, with no freeways or RAAs or cars to help them out. The tyranny of distance that we still feel today, some who are dear can't be here, they live too far away. Or the tyranny of travel can also make it tough, coming so far by plane or car for never long enough. The tyranny of going home for some is just too much, to bring to mind what's left behind, conflict with such and such. Others are not sure where home is. They have no place to go. But they may be in company that's better than they know. For stopping off in Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, weary, wary, Joe and Mary also had no bed. It wasn't comfortable or homely, but it would have to do, for that lady with her baby's time was almost due. And there among the sights and smells and only God knows what, heaven was torn and God was born, and earth was changed a lot. In the fields they saw the sign, angels proclaimed it too. There in the sky, glory on high, God's peace has come for you. Shepherds came to see the sight that made the angels sing. Wise men found him, bowed around him, with gifts fit for a king. And all assumedly went home, except for mum and dad, who with their son went on the run as life around got bad. And Herod showed the depths of man, how evil hearts can go, needing control to takes its toll, as history would show. From his palace high above, he barked orders below, creating strife and taking life that God wanted to grow. This depth of human tragedy shows us why Christ came, because that sin that dwelt within still dwells in us the same. We see it in our arguments and in our selfish ways. We see online not all is fine. We still need help nowadays. As Jesus grew, he moved about Israel, Galilee. He would teach and heal and preach in synagogue and sea. Some called him displaced or homeless. Some a refugee, a rolling stone without a home who came to set us free. To chop and change our sense of home and recreate it still, and over time bring us in line with God the Father's will. To disconnect us from this world and what Scripture calls sin, to help us find a world sublime and be at home with Him. And so the message from there spread. The banter had begun, like Australia and India, now tied at 1-1. A message to reshape the world beyond the best of sledges, to wholly change you, rearrange you, and not just smooth the edges. We've heard the word that Jesus calls the truth that sets us free. We can abide with it inside and true disciples be. And like the wise men did back then, to seek and find him near and every day follow his way, not merely once a year. His word gets to our sense of home and where our comfort sits and says don't trust in things that rust or wear or fall to bits. Trust in me and turn from yourself and be aware of others. Open doors for the cause of your sisters and your brothers. When one man came to give his all with great bravado too, so self-assured and heart outpoured, I'd go any place with you. Jesus said that foxes have dens, birds of the air a nest, but how his head had found no bed for the Son of Man to rest. Why would God send him all this way to be left out in the cold, always roaming, never homing, like Israel of old? From manger to a rugged cross, from wood right back to wood, now he's dying, mother's crying, and father says he should. For this is why he left that home and why he entered yours, trading places, swapping spaces. It was his Father's cause. He's come as far as he can come to bring to us God's light, world befriending, still descending, one who's here tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the angels, we hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as you have come to us in the person of your Son, the Word made flesh, still come into our lives this night and at this time. Come and dwell within us. Make our bodies and souls yours, our homes yours, and our world yours. Lord, build us up in faith and love. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.